This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan Studios to great radio stations all across America, to our great affiliate in the Caribbean, that AM1000, that gives us the U.S. Virgin Islands, the western part of the Bahamas, and San Juan, Puerto Rico, and also to everybody listening to us around the world via the Internet, including that big contingent over there in Germany, Radio Waves, Maria and Major Mac and Gustav are listening to us, have all chimed in tonight. Now, a special shout-out always goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. A big hello to CENTCOM right across the bay from me over here at MacDill Air Force Base, plus to all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers. And I got to give a special shout-out again to the snowplow drivers and the sander drivers, because the lake effect snow machine is in effect up there in the Northeast, upstate New York and Ohio, and it's also snowing out there in the Sierra Nevadas and the Rocky Mountains, and that's going to move east, folks, so there you go. All right, now, please check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we have to start with some very disturbing news. There was a bulletin that came out last night, a shooting in Pearl Harbor, at the one of the repair facility docks in there, and apparently a fella whose submarine was in dry dock got into some sort of altercation or whatever with three of the civilian DOD employees that worked there, killed two of them, wounded another one, and then he went and took his own life.
That's exactly right, Captain. A very sad story coming out of Pearl Harbor, the Joint Base Pearl Harbor in Hickam in Hawaii. You're right. The submarine's in dry dock. It's the USS Columbia. And so we don't know anything more of what this sailor was doing. Obviously, we don't know if there was some other duty that he was involved with. But, right, two people are dead. Another is wounded, plus the gunman himself. And they haven't released any information yet about motive or whether or not there's any connection between the gunman and the victims. So, unfortunately, we just don't have a whole lot more information right now. However, of course, as people probably already know, we're coming up on the 78th anniversary of the attacks in Pearl Harbor. But, Captain, one of the things that I think here is significant is that this sailor was a submariner, and sometimes being such...
Very stressful.
Exactly, very stressful. So I'm sure...
And by the way, they watch those guys like a hawk.
Exactly right. So in the investigation, obviously, that's ongoing right now, they're going to look to see if there are any signs or what might have been some kind of motivation. We don't know if he left behind any kind of note or any other kind of social media at this point, so we have to wait and see.
Now, obviously, we're going to get into day one of the parade. Jolly Rollies, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I can't get, Kyle, I can't get seriously interested in the conversation they had yesterday because it was all a dog and pony show, and it was absolutely ridiculous. And here's why. The one person that I actually did listen to, and I have 40 seconds of audio to start out the show with right now, was Jonathan Turley. He's the brightest light bulb on the block. He was out number 3-1 by the Liberals, and he blew them right out of the water. Listen to this.
I'm not a supporter of President Trump. I voted against him. My personal views of President Trump are as irrelevant to my impeachment testimony as they should be to your impeachment vote. President Trump will not be our last president, and what we leave in the wake of this scandal will shape our democracy for generations to come. I'm concerned about lowering impeachment standards to fit a paucity of evidence and an abundance of anger. I believe this impeachment not only fails to satisfy the standard of past impeachments, but would create a dangerous precedent for future impeachments.
Now, Kyle, to top everything off, the female professor that was their law professor, Pamela Carlin, who is a Democratic donor. She admitted she donated money to the Hillary Clinton campaign in a previous interview that she did. She came out and made a comment about Trump wasn't a king and he couldn't appoint people to positions and he certainly couldn't make his son Barron a baron. And I'll tell you what, I think Melania just blew her top when she heard that and said, hey, the kids are off limits.
Yeah, and rightly so, Captain. I don't think anybody would begrudge Melania Trump as a mom talking about this person and rebuking them for bringing their minor child into this whole thing, and especially to try to make some kind of ridiculous play on words. Well, Trump can name his son Barron, but not make him an actual Barron. You know, what kind of ridiculous stuff is this on Capitol Hill? This is supposed to be a serious discussion, and she just went took it beyond the pale.
Yeah, and then again, what she did right after that was she turned around and she went after the president again in her apology about Barron. All right, I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and I'll be right back. Got one more little short clip from Jonathan Turley, kind of sets the ground for where we're going. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-96.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, who's hanging on my phone, who I'll get to in just a second here, because I got to tell everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. Now, I suffer from arthritis, so the reason that I'm in on this deal is because I am a customer, and I take Relief Factor, and I've been taking it for 3 years and 9 months, and I knew that I had to do something to get off of the Mobic and the Flexeril I was on, because it created a side effect to me. Every now and then I get a little dizzy. Every now and then I get a little wobbly. And, boy, you can't be that and do what I do, believe me when I tell you. And I said, that's it. I've had it. And I tried something different. And lo and behold, I heard the commercial, Mike Gallagher doing it for Relief Factor. I got on it, and I've never looked back. So let me suggest that you try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start right away. Many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks. If you've got arthritis, like I do, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, or any other kind of general pain at all, this might just help you. So go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and try the $19.95 3-week quick start. Now, you'll order it, and it'll take 2 to 3 days to get to you. It's $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's around $5 or $6 or something like that. But it'll come right straight to you, and take it exactly the way it says to take it. Don't take any shortcuts. Don't do any of that. Take it the 3 times a day the way it says until you run out of it. And you'll know. You'll know. And 80% of the people that take that product, the stats off this show, they continue on it after the $19.95 quick start is over with. So ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. I mean, after all, what do you got to lose but pain, right? Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I've got one more little short piece from Jonathan Turley, which is going to set up again what we're going to be talking about. But here's Jonathan Turley as he describes, and by the way, the first 45 minutes, I think he got 3 minutes and 45 seconds worth of time, and those other three people got all of the rest of the time, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to get into who those people are and what their connections were and why they shouldn't have even been there. But anyway, here's Jonathan Turley.
There was another shared aspect besides the atmosphere of that impeachment and also the unconventional style of the two presidents. And that shared element is speed. This impeachment would rival the Johnson impeachment as the shortest in history, depending on how one counts the relevant days. Now, there are three distinctions when you look at these, or three commonalities when you look at these past cases. All involved established crimes. This would be the first impeachment in history where there would be considerable debate, and in my view, not compelling evidence of the commission of a crime. Second is the abbreviated period of this investigation, which is problematic and puzzling. This is a facially incomplete and inadequate record in order to impeach a president.
Now, I'm going to go back here and start out with the first professor, the female, Professor Pamela Carlin. She's a Democratic donor who suggested the 2016 election could be illegitimate. She did that right off the bat. She first raised the prospect of impeaching President Trump in 2016 before he even took office after he got elected and was the president-elect. And she's also argued against the Trump administration in court. We do know that we found out that she had given $1,000 to the Hillary Clinton campaign and $1,200 to the Barack Obama campaign. Now, here's who the second guy was. And this guy, okay, he shouldn't have even been there. His name was Professor Noah Feldman. And he spent nearly 3 years calling for impeachment every day. For any reason that you can think of, less than 2 months after the inauguration day, Feldman was arguing for impeachment because of a tweet. A tweet! He even called for the impeachment because he disliked the president's perfectly constitutional use of the pardon power, Kyle.
Yeah, I know. It just, this is a laundry list and a, you know, cavalcade of these two professors, these two individuals, who just have a bone to pick, or they have an axe to grind about Trump. They sound like never Trumpers.
Well, then we got the third one, and this is the icing on the cake. And again, I'm going to go back out and I'm going to tell you, none of these three people should have been there because they were hostile, witnesses. They were definitely in the tank for the Democrats, and it's obvious by what I'm going to tell you about the third one. Professor Michael Gerhardt spent years working for Democratic officials and campaigns. He repeatedly helped Democratic senators fight to block the appointment of conservative judges and justices, including now Brett Kavanaugh. He was in the middle of all of that.
Right, exactly. So, again, I mean, this sounds kind of like the whistleblower thing. You know, let's get a whistleblower and let's make them make sure that they're some kind of Democrat operative, and try to make it look like it's a real thing happening. That's what they were doing today or yesterday, Captain. They were parading these people. They're full of sound and fury and signifying nothing, basically.
Now, I'm going to finish this because we're going to drop this at the end of this segment because I've got other things to talk about. But I'm going to finish this with what I believe I saw. I saw zero self-awareness. And that's what it takes for House Democrats in the midst of an effort to persuade mainstream Americans that Democrats are being fair, to call in liberal professors who are in the tank for the liberals, who are just as partisan as they are, if not more. And there was this one expert who absolutely put them took them to task and I believe buried them 3-1 outnumbered, and that was Jonathan Turley, whose comments I just played right here, because he hit the nail on the head where the other ones, all they were doing was just pondering, opining, if you will. That's all they were doing.
Well, right. And Turley looked square at those Democrat congressmen and women, Captain, and said, you're talking about President Trump abusing power? This is your abuse of power. You're, you know, essentially running roughshod over the whole thing. You're speeding towards impeachment. He's in, you know, he invoked the Johnson impeachment several times, as I recall, and that he's trying to show them, Captain, in a thoughtful, cogent way that what they're doing really has no real basis. Even so, he doesn't really support President Trump. He didn't vote for President Trump. But like Alan Dershowitz, I think Jonathan Turley is a man of integrity who says, look, we have a system. And when he took them to task, Captain, about, you know, saying, well, Trump is trying to obstruct us by going to the courts, he really taught them a lesson about, wait a minute, he's allowed to go to the courts. In fact, this is all part and parcel of even the Nixon impeachment.
But here's what he said that stuck in my craw that I'm going to repeat right now. He said, and I quote, if you impeach this president, it's an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. That's what he told them. That stuck in my mind when I heard that. And that, and to me, that was the whole deal, the whole day in a nutshell right there. Had they been paying attention, that one statement blew every one of them, all three of them, right out of the water.
Exactly. And I'll tell you this, Captain, most normal people, when confronted with that kind of analysis and that kind of stark reality that Turley's pointing out, most normal people would either immediately apologize and say, wow, I think you're right, or they try to slink away out of the spotlight. And, of course, I think it just fell on deaf ears for the Democrats up there.
Right, and of course we're getting ready to take a break, folks, but I am talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we are talking about day number one of the Judicial Committee, Jerry Nadler, and what a joke. And by the way, did you see Jerry Nadler fall asleep?
Right. Well, I think most of America is put to sleep by these hearings, and that's why they tune them out, Captain, and go do something interesting.
Yeah, because Doug Collins, I think it was Doug Collins, no, wait a minute, it wasn't Doug Collins, it was Kevin McCarthy, when he was wrapping things up at the end of the day, he says that, by the way, it was so boring that even Jerry Nadler, the chairman, nodded off, and he did.
I know, he did. It's very funny. Yeah,
there was a tweet put out there in a video with a camera dead on him, and he nodded right off, and all of a sudden he like, when he woke himself up, was like, who? What? Who?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Well, that's a description of this whole process. Nothing happened. And so it's that, again, they're trying to make it look like it's real.
Yep.
They're going through all this process,
well,
but it's not.
Hold on, because we know where the there is, and the there is where the president was yesterday, and we're going to talk more about NATO and what the president has done for NATO. He's made NATO stronger all by himself, whether you want to pay attention or not. He personally has made NATO stronger.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A gunman believed to be a U.S. sailor shot three civilian Defense Department employees at Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard in Hawaii before fatally shooting himself.
The shooting happened at about 2:30 p.m. Pacific time at Dry Dock 2 in the shipyard at Joint Base Pearl Harbor. The shooting forced the base into lockdown, but the scene has been since secured. Military personnel described the lockdown.
You know, it is 100% real, you know. If it wasn't, then all this wouldn't be happening. You know, he possibly heard like a gunshot. He's confused like if it wasn't. But like he said, our first response is to come here. You know, we have dozens of friends that live on base, are still on board and things like that. That's in that general area, so.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley said President Donald Trump had been briefed on the shooting and continues to monitor the situation. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance, because they currently, having been in business for over 75 years, they currently insure some 21 million drivers around the country, and I happen to be one of them, and they've done a very good job by me, and I've been very happy with them. They've saved me some money. As a matter of fact, the bill I got this year for the upcoming year was another reduction in premium because of another safe driving year. So there you go. And all you got to do is remember Geico, the website, Geico, GEICO.com. You go over, check out their website, type in your zip code, and you can actually get a quote there on car insurance. You can actually get a policy over there. You can pay for it over there. Never have to see an agent if you're one of those people that doesn't want to talk to an agent. But otherwise, you type in your zip code, and guess what? You find out who your local agent is, and then you sit down, talk to them, and they can give you insurance for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Also, how about the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, or the RV? Maybe your snowmobile, your ski-doo, your sea-doo, or your little wave runner out there. They can do all of that, and they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your Geico insurance agency. So go to the website, Geico, GEICO.com, and type in your zip code, and the rest is history. And tell them the captain sent you, and you'll be glad you did, because maybe it'll save you money like it's been doing me, and I'm very happy with them. So there you go. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the president... And by the way, we need to say a happy birthday, first of all, to our very dear friend, Donna Fiducia, who is in Carrollton, Georgia. She's there in the Double D Ranch with her husband, Don. And happy birthday, Donna. She's 39 forever.
That's right. Happy birthday, Donna.
Yep. And, of course, Al in Nebraska's chimed in here. Richard and Marine, we heard from. Catwoman and Road Dog are out there. I've heard from a number of people early on. Lynn in Cape Cod and Maria in Germany and Major Mac and, you know, kind of like the regulars. That's who we heard from so far. And Trucker Ed is out there somewhere tonight. I see he's out and about. Oh, and by the way, Thomas the Suicide Jockey got his first truck wash for that brand-new truck and trailer he's driving.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Got to keep it shiny.
Yep.
Gets better fuel miles that way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, while Congress had its hands full today doing absolutely nothing it promised to do for the American people, President Trump represented our great country at the final day of the 2019 NATO summit in London. Now, President Trump has been working very hard to make NATO stronger, and believe me, he has done just that, because since he took office, our NATO allies have begun to meet his challenge and step up to their collective defense spending to the tune of $130 billion more per year. Now, by 2024, that number is set to rise to $400 billion. In fact, one of today's highlights was a lunch meeting with nations dubbed the Two Percenters. Now, that's the reference to the eight U.S. allies who have already met their promises of committing 2% of their GDPs to defense spending. But this is a tremendous feather in the cap for our president and for NATO, who needed this help. They needed to have their members step up. And the president said, Hey, we're not going to give you as much money, so somebody's going to have to do something. And by the way, what can we possibly do with the money we're going to save now that we don't have to put in there because there's more countries going to step up? What can we do with that?
Well, we could fix our infrastructure, you know, build our roads back again, make sure our bridges are better. There's all kinds of things we can do with that money.
Yep, absolutely. And it won't go to California first, though, will it?
No. Probably last on the list. Yeah. Well, you know, Captain, all that stuff you're talking about is so true, what the president is doing, and any other president would certainly be lauded for that, but what the kind of coverage we're getting on the NATO, meetings is that, well, it's turning sour, you know, President Trump needs to get a distraction from the impeachment thing, and so this is all chaotic and going off the rails. That's the reporting we're hearing. We're not hearing, you know, hey, we're actually strengthening.
That started partially because of an open mic today where some comments were made. They were kidding and joking around about President Trump and some of the world leaders, and they really didn't say anything that was all that bad, I did not think, in my opinion. But just the fact that they said something was, oh, the world leaders are upset with Trump. But that couldn't be further from the truth. And by the way, while we're on the subject of the mainstream media, don't believe a word you hear from the mainstream media, from the ABCs, the CBSs, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, the NBCs, the New York Times, all the New York Times subsidiary papers. I got one of them here in my home market here in Tampa. Just don't believe a word they put out, because what they're doing, if you don't know to go and check and see what the story is to begin with, is they're editorializing the news and they're just making things up.
Yeah, it's really, really sad. You know, there's a commercial out there for a news service from a mobile phone thing, and one of the characters in the commercial says, you know, I used to only listen to news that I agreed with. And that really struck me, because I thought that the news is the news. At least that's what I've always thought, until nowadays, more so than ever. I mean, it's always been there a little bit, but especially today, editorializing in the news is not the news. That's editorializing. And what the American people really need, and what they require is news right down the middle. And at least get the facts out there and let people decide. But there are those in the news media, Captain, who believe that they know better than we do, than the person out across the highways and byways, and they want to make sure that you get the right viewpoint in the news. And this is scary stuff.
Now, we had an incident with our U.S. Navy doing an onboard inspection of a suspected pirate ship, if you will, hauling us illegal parts, missile parts, to Yemen from Iran. And our Navy stopped the ship, boarded the ship, inspected the ship, and in fact did find what were missile components and parts going to Yemen for the missiles that they'd like to touch off over there on a fairly regular basis. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but of course right away Iran, you know, and the Revolutionary Guard, oh, we going to come after the great Sultan and all that crap that they threw out there. Now, the reason you're not hearing about that is because of all this crap coming out of D.C. right now. But that happened today, and our Navy was on the ball, on the job, and then the President said we may have to add some additional troops into the mix because of the fact that they are, Iran is, in fact, upsetting the apple cart when it comes to Yemen, and they're apparently getting ready to launch a bunch more missiles from there based on what we found out today, because there was enough parts in there to fire several hundred missiles at somebody.
Yeah, this is a huge story, and the number I've heard, Captain, is some 14,000 are already there in the area,
yep.
But they would be sending more to augment that. And at the same time, it's not something that would exacerbate the situation necessarily. It's this thing called deterrence. You know, you want to be able to show Iran, which is in a chaotic nightmare right now, that the United States and its allies will do whatever it takes, and we're going to be prepared. And didn't those missiles that went to Saudi Arabia, didn't they come from Yemen this last time around?
Yeah.
They were Iranian, essentially Iranian missiles.
And they've been firing missiles from time to time. They've been firing missiles land to sea. They've been trying to hit some of our ships. They have been missing them, but one of these times.
And it takes just one.
Yep.
You know, it really, in order to have a real flashpoint, because I've seen some commentary on this notion of sending more troops, and they're sort of poo-pooing it, and the president's going to exacerbate the situation and all this kind of stuff, because Iran really is not going to be able to do much, but that
all
flashpoint
right.
could hit.
Now, before we have to part company in about less than a minute here, Michael Bloomberg, I've been seeing his commercials on a very regular basis. They're all over television. You flip a channel, there he is. Flip another channel, there he is. Flip another channel, there he is. He's spending upwards to $100 million to get his message out there, and I'm telling you right now, it's not going to work.
No, I don't think there'll be traction. He spent a lot of money, but to Michael Bloomberg, that's chump change in many ways, and so I don't think it's going to move the needle at all. We've got to see how this Biden thing plays out, and then we'll see just how really far left and kooky the Democrats can go with this primary.
Well, we already know who Biden has offered to maybe be his running mate, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. That's
oh, and
right.
By the way, are you going to buy her bus, the one that says Kamala? We got to find a radio station out there that says KAMA in L.A.
Exactly.
And then we got the bus for the letters, right?
Exactly right.
Tell everybody how to hear you.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we enjoy having him on, and you people do, too. We hear from you all the time about it. And I really appreciate the fact that so many of you are taking the time to let us know the different things that you like and what you'd like to hear and this, that, and the other. And we're trying to get along, and do the things you need to do, and part of it will be what you hear when you come back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Head on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way, yeah, gonna go make it happen, take the world in a loving place, fire all of the guns and pumps and explode into space,
I love something lightning.
Racing with the wind and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Out of the sun.
Alrighty, from the movie Easy Rider, the theme song, Born to be Wild, Steppenwolf bringing you in here this time. And I'm telling you, we decided to wake everybody up with that one. If you were sleeping after that, then I don't know what's wrong with you, because that will get you going. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your pilot at Flying J Truck Stop, excuse me. And pilots and Flying J is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They have really souped them up. They got a lot of really good stuff there. More reason to want to stop and check them out. Now, here we go. Locally heavy lake effect snow will continue downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario through Friday. Now, hazardous travel conditions are going to be possible from the northwestern part of Pennsylvania, from Erie, Pennsylvania, into western New York, right up to Buffalo. Then you'll be out of it for a little bit, but don't let that fool you, because by the time you get over to Syracuse, north of Syracuse, from Oswego County, all the way up to the Thousand Islands Bridge, Watertown, and north, you've got lake effect snow, and it is coming down. Believe me when I tell you, it is coming down. Now, there is some lake effect snow also in the mountainous areas of southwestern Pennsylvania, as well as in Maryland and Kentucky. The mountains there, which is coming off the lake. And there's a little bit of lake effect snow right now over around Toledo, and a little bit of it jumping around the Cleveland, Ohio area, because the winds aren't exactly blowing that way to dump it in there like it is over in western New York and up in the northern part of north of Syracuse, all the way from Oswego County all the way up to the Thousand Islands Bridge. Now, we should also tell you that over the western part of the U.S., another strong storm system is impacting the west coast right now, Friday, all through the weekend, with heavy rain, strong winds, heavy mountain snow can be expected. We are looking right now at snow in Nevada. In the Sierra Nevadas, you're going to have some snow on Donner. You're going to have some snow around Reno. You're going to have plenty of snow south, down through the Sierra Nevadas, down all the way to the San Bernardino Mountains, where you'll pick it up again down there. Up in the southwestern part of the middle part where the mountains are right there, just east of Medford in Oregon, you've got snow there. You've got snow in Utah. Tonight, northwestern Utah. So you've got snow in southeastern Utah. You've got snow in Colorado. The Four Corners area is going to start to be inundated with snow, but it's just starting right now. You've got snow in all the mountaintops going on right now west of I-25, south of Denver, but from New Mexico north. And around Albuquerque, you've got snow in the higher elevation. So if you're going east-west or north-south, I-25 or I-40, the Albuquerque area, you're going to run into it one side or the other of Albuquerque, one side or the other of it, east, west, north, south. You're not going to be out of it. You're going to be in it in the mountains. Now, we've got some very unsettled weather conditions tonight for the rest of Oregon to the east, the western part of Idaho. Not sure what's going to happen there. Could be snow as this system comes in. It's very windy in the central part of Montana tonight. It's also windy across much of Minnesota tonight. The western central part of Wisconsin's got some high winds as well. Got a little bit of snow, not a lot, but a little bit of snow starting to kick up right now in Wyoming, north I-25 when you go into the state, so be advised of that. And fog tonight. Fog tonight down along the Gulf from about Galveston all the way down to the Mexican border, down to Brownsville, over to Harlingen. You definitely have got fog in that area, pea soup fog. And it looks like there's a little bit of fog around Louisiana right now, New Orleans east over towards Mississippi. But that's what we got when we're looking at the weather here tonight. And be advised, northeast lake effect snow, it's not going to affect, I don't believe, any areas other than upstate New York and western Pennsylvania and around the lee shore of Lake Erie, Cleveland. It's kind of scattered all the way over to Toledo. There seems to be now, just as soon as I said that, here we go. Michigan is starting to pick up a little bit of snow. The northwestern part of Michigan coming in off the lake up there. So things are definitely changing. The weather will be changing again, I'm sure, as we move along. And we'll keep our eyes on that for all the guys out there on the truckers, highways and byways, because it is what it is. And by the way, when you talk about it is what it is, the nonsense that will continue to be, or they'll try to make it the number one news of the day, will be everything coming out of Washington, D.C. There is other news, thank God. So, when you talk about things, you can't just dwell on that. You know, some people will just sit there and just make that their whole story. That's all there is to talk about. And it's not true. It's not true. It's not fair to the legitimate news stories that are out there. And again, I'm not trying to harp on bad news. That's not what we do here. But we do want to let you know that in lieu of what the Navy found yesterday, when they found a whole bunch of missile parts on board a ship bound for Yemen, to go along with some 14,000 missiles reportedly in Yemen right now. The president is talking about the fact that he may send more troops to the Middle East to counter Iran. These troops would probably be people that would be involved with air-to-air missiles and surface-to-ground missiles. Because, again, as I told you before, you haven't been hearing about the attempts that have been made unsuccessfully until now at some of our ships when they pass by some of these areas where the Houthis actually try to fire a missile at them, a tow missile, and try to take the ship out. Well, so far that has not happened, and thank God for that, because we have much far more superior people on our end of the thing. But all it takes is for them to get lucky once, and they hit one of our ships, and then what have we got over there? Well, we've got war, big-time war. By the way, the New York Times is reporting that Iran is moving more missiles into Iraq amid the unrest there. They're using that as a camouflage to move missiles in there, and they're pointing them at Israel. They're pointing them at Israel. There also may be some pointed at Saudi Arabia, but we're being told that the target for the majority of these is Israel. And that would make sense, because they're trying to get closer to where they can, you know, do what they need to do. Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu has called for more pressure on Iran. I'm going to be talking with Denise Simon here in the next hour about his status, because one of our listeners sent us an email yesterday and said they were under the opinion that if Benjamin Netanyahu couldn't form a government between now and the end of the year, that he would have to step down as prime minister, and an interim prime minister would be named, and then there would be an election to name whoever the new prime minister would be. And I don't know if that's true or not, but Denise was going to check on that and try to find out for us, so we'll see what we can find out there. Also, one of the headlines from yesterday, Joe Biden has said he wants to tax the wealthy, alongside Amazon and Netflix, raise all their taxes because they're making all this money. He wants you to be able to reap the rewards from that. Yeah, sure, right. Nobody gets rewards when they raise taxes because they never seem to be able to do it right. All righty. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back after the top of the hour. Ms. Rosemary will be with us, so be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective?
For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.